Well, this morning, I start with a question for you. Where would our world be without the trusty sidekick? What would we do without the trusty sidekick? What would we ever do without him? Would the town of Mayberry had been as peaceful and prosperous if Andy Griffith didn't have Barney Fife to assist? Would Don Quixote have ever managed to dream the impossible dream if it weren't for Sancho being by his side to play along? And how would Batman have ever stopped all those villains in Gotham if he didn't have Robin's faithful help? Time and time again, life has demonstrated that every Johnny Carson needs an Ed McMahon. Every Lucy Ricardo needs an Ethel. And every Frodo needs a Sam. The trusty sidekick may not get center stage, but they play a very important role. So I want you to keep that in mind. Keep that in mind as we come back to one of our passages from this morning, Psalm 104. It is a beautiful piece of poetry, a hymn celebrating God's role in creation and God's ongoing work to provide for it and to sustain it. We only read about half of Psalm 104 this morning, but the whole thing is full of examples of how God is central to creation. From the heavens to the waters, from the winds to the flames, from the plants to the animals, all creatures in between, God is the one who made this happen. And it is God who provides for each, all in wondrous wisdom, because God loves God's creation. And so God is central to creation. It all exists for his glory. That is very evident in Psalm 104. It was very evident in our Job passage this morning as he questioned Job about, where were you when I put all this together? And it's evident throughout the biblical narrative. God is central in creation. And that means other things are not, including us. Humans are hardly even present in Psalm 104. There's a couple verses here and there, but it's almost as an afterthought after a long list of resources, plants, and animals. And then verse 24 affirms, Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you made them all, and earth is full of your creatures. Psalm 104's perspective on humans is that we are not central. We are fellow creatures, one little part of God's created whole. And now whether we care to admit that or not, this is a challenging idea for us to accept. There's one little part of Psalm 104 that sticks out a little bit. It happens right towards the end in verse 35. After a long and detailed illustration of God's unending goodness to God's creation, the psalmist calls for sinners to be consumed from the earth, and for the wicked to be no more. Now that's a slight tone change, to be sure. And it's maybe even the kind of verse we'd rather omit. For example, the lectionary omitted that part this morning. But the psalmist's passionate call against sin and wickedness is demonstrating something very important for us to understand. Sin is in opposition to God's created order. Wickedness opposes God's provision and care. The two do not mix. And this is why being just another creature that is not at the center might be a hard pill for us to swallow. Could it be that our human tendency is to live under the assumption that we are at the center? Could it be that so much of the sin and wickedness that threatens God's creation and provision is stemming from a twisted human perception that sticks us in the middle rather than God? This us-centered perspective showed up pretty overtly in our gospel reading this morning as well. James and John were so preoccupied with their status and their own importance and recognition that they were blinded to Jesus' call to drink from his cup and join in his baptism. They missed the deeper beckoning to serve rather than be served and to join Christ on his road, even unto persecution. And it doesn't take much imagination for us today to see how an us-centered human perspective has harmed God's beautiful world on a massive scale. Remember those beautiful waters that God appointed to cover the earth and provide drink for all. Well, there's now approximately 150 million tons of plastic trash floating in them and forming their own islands. And that amount is expected to triple within 20 years. Remember the manifold creatures God established in wisdom. Well, now the global animal population has decreased by nearly 70% just in the last 50 years. And we ourselves, the humans, we are not excused from experiencing the consequences of this perspective either. New data suggests that 85% of the global human population has now been directly affected by climate change. Floods, droughts, fires, storms showing up more often and with more ferocity. We can try as we like, but there's no denying that this is causing suffering. This is causing devastation. And we don't like to hear it. Of course we don't like to hear it. But these are the consequences of sin and wickedness. These are the consequences of human-central perspective, prioritizing our convenience and our consumption, and it tests the very limits of this planet. So what do we do with that, right? How do we hold Psalm 104, this beautiful hymn of God's care and provision, as we look out upon the desecration we find ourselves complicit in? At this point, I invite you to remember the trusty sidekick. Every lead hero could use a trusty sidekick. This is the role in creation that God calls us into, the role humans have been appointed to from the very beginning. Let's take a moment to recall Genesis 1:28, when God instructed Adam and Eve to have dominion over creation. Now, in the past, this has been twisted and misconstrued to suggest that that means we're at the whole center of creation, and that God has given us this mandate to use the earth however we want, all for the sake of our own devices. It's part of how we've gotten into this mess. But God's invitation for humanity in Genesis, when considered carefully, is not to go out and dominate his good gift, but it is to provide stewardship for it. Now, a steward, let's remember, a steward is not the owner of a thing. The steward does not have the authority and power and control. The steward has been put into place by the owner to look after, to tend to protect. Genesis 2:15 illustrates this as a tilling and a keeping, a serving and protecting. So when we combine this narrative from Genesis with Psalm 104, we come up with a nicely nuanced role. We are merely one of God's many creatures, and yet we have been granted a special role in creation, to serve as God's tenders and keepers. We're not the center, oh no, God is, but we are invited to play that important role, the role of the trusty sidekick, called to preserve and sustain God's creation out of gratitude and love for the Creator. So it means we're called to be active. We must be active in protecting and preserving Earth well in order to help all of God's creatures to flourish. Now, that is no small feat. And it is not always clear how best to do that. It's often not clear how best to do that. But that is where we need to use our resources, our God-given resources. In this instance, I want to highlight the fantastic resource of our Creation Care Working Group. They can so come in handy in guiding our efforts because they are faithfully doing the research. They are prayerfully reflecting on how to best heed God's call to be stewards. And so I invite you to pay attention to the work that they are doing. Find your way to decenter yourself from this issue and discern your way in following their lead. Now, even as we try our best to do that, The task seems monumental. As we read headlines, we see devastation happening, there's a lot of panic. And it can be so difficult that we can stumble into one or of two pitfalls. And those are growing careless and growing hopeless. When we grow careless, we give up. Either because the task is too large, or the work is too burdensome, the time is too late, or we just kind of find a way to excuse ourselves and say, forget it. What will be, I'm just going to enjoy whatever I can of the rest of my life. Never mind generations coming up. And when we grow hopeless, we can get so caught up in our twisted idea that we are the saviors at the center of creation. And we can grow frantic and work harder and faster, and so much so that it's not realistic, safe, or healthy, and we wind up burnt out and an anxious mess. Because we've never done enough. There's never enough done. And that is where our role as God's sidekicks is perfectly suited for us. Because when we remember that God is at the center of all this and not us, we don't grow careless. Because God cares an awful lot about creation. You're going to have a hard time proving he doesn't. And we are invited to do the same, no matter how large and complicated the problems may be. We care because we try to get outside ourselves and see the interconnected dependence of all creation as God created it to be. And when we remember that God is at the center and not us, we don't grow hopeless either. Because even in the midst of crisis and panic, we come back to a foundational trust in a good and loving Creator who promises to be with us and not forsake us, whose Spirit continues to dwell among us, whose Son went all the way to a criminal's death for us and for creation. That is the one who's ultimately doing the saving, the transformative work towards God's eternal shalom. God is doing that. It does not depend all on our shoulders, because we cannot do it alone. So as God's trusty sidekicks, whether you see yourself as a Barney Fife or a Sam or anything in between, we are all called to preserve and protect, not to grow careless, not to be hopeless, but to answer the call to be active and involved in our stewardship. For all of this was brought about in the wonder and the wisdom of the Lord, who continues to provide and sustain. So let's respond in gratitude. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen.